No matter what, God is still on the throne. Written by Debbie McDaniel, read by Liz Canoy. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Psalm 103:19. He came home from school wearing his "I voted" sticker and slumped into the chair. My 6-year-old son, lover of all things sports-related, had just voted for the first time in his elementary school's mock election, "Vote for your favorite team sport." Apparently, his choice was not the most popular. "Hey, Noah, did you get to vote today?" I asked. "Yeah, but I didn't win," he answered with a defeated voice. "Well, did you vote for what you believed in?" Quietly and slowly, still thinking it through, he responded, "Yes." "Were you willing to take a risk to stand up for what mattered most to you?" He pulled off the round sticker from his shirt and examined it from all sides. "Yes." Long dramatic sigh. "But I still don't like losing." And today, close to half of our nation may relate to those feelings. It's never easy to lose. It's discouraging, disappointing. You may feel defeated and wonder why it all didn't go your way, or why others didn't see things the way you did. Many will celebrate election results this evening, and many others will not. Yet no matter which side of the race you've been on over these long months, this truth remains. Every time we're willing to have a voice, to take a stand for what we believe in, we win, and we can trust God with the results. The enemy is at work more than ever during these times. He will seek to divide believers and stir up strife and hate. Don't fall for that trap. Whether it's in election season or just daily life, we win when we do what God asks us to do. We win when we're willing to live wisely. We win every time we choose to obey His word to the very best of our ability. There's great freedom there, freedom from fear, freedom from worry, freedom from defeat, freedom from anger and hate. Nothing has taken God by surprise, not ever. He's on the throne and sovereign over all. He has a plan and is at work on behalf of His people for such a time as this. Our prayers matter. Our voice matters. We can choose to move forward from here with grace. We can choose to stay involved, to have a voice, to be engaged, and maybe more than ever before, to make a difference in our nation. May we be ever faithful to pray for all those in authority, for the leaders of this land. May we be brave to speak with wisdom and discernment, and to live these days with hearts of compassion and love. May we be strong to follow God's voice, even when it's not the most popular choice in our culture. I was reminded this morning, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a water course wherever He pleases. Proverbs 21:1. God's got this. He's got us. He is powerful and able to do far more than we could ever imagine. Grace and peace. Intersecting faith and life. Remember today, God is faithful, and His presence of power and peace rule over all that swirls around us in our nation. Choose to trust Him and believe that He is in control. Nothing is too difficult for Him. For further reading, please check out Isaiah 33:6, Ephesians 3:20-21, and Daniel 2:21.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.